Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 20th, 2020. Well, yesterday during the morning devotion at church, one of the brothers discussed several thoughts from the book of Proverbs. And as he was speaking, I thought that discussing a few Proverbs might be good in our walk with Christ. So, of course, if we're going to walk with Christ, we're going to walk wisely. And so that's beneficial for us. And so I thought I would share some of that with you for the next few days. So as I was thinking about where to start in the book of Proverbs, I searched the most popular Proverbs. And in that search, I came across the first proverb that popped up was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, this is a popular proverb, and it's also a good place to start these devotions talking about the book of Proverbs. And so this really is an encouragement on why to study the book of Proverbs. If you don't already know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So just think about that. And so the first thing we see is we want to think about the word trust, you know, trust in the Lord. What does it mean to trust? Well, trust is confidence, a resting in of the mind in the integrity of. So if we're going to follow the Lord, we need to trust that following him is a beneficial thing. We need to understand that he has integrity, and that we can walk with him and can trust with him, and it will be beneficial for us. And so, trusting in the Lord with all my heart, I will trust in the Lord because of who he is. Think about this. Trust in the Lord. That is Jehovah. It is Jehovah in whom we are trusting. This is the Lord who has made a covenant with his people. He has chosen us. He has chosen to work in us. His working in us is a testimony to who he is. In other words, if we're trusting in him, then he wants others to see there's a benefit in trusting in him. So he wants us to prosper in following him so we can trust him. So that's a good reason to trust him with all of your heart. And so trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Our trust in him should not be half-hearted, nor should it be circumstantial. Our trust should be complete. We should trust him in all things. The sooner we come to place all of our trust in the Lord, the sooner we will have a peaceful spirit. You know, there may be times that you want to do things your own way and have things your own way, but the sooner you learn to trust the Lord completely, the sooner that you will find peace. Third, as we think about following Christ according to Proverbs, we know we should not follow our own understanding. Why shouldn't we follow our own understanding? Well, because our understanding is tainted by the flesh. Our own understanding will not lead to wisdom. We may be able to make some wise decisions. However, if you want to be guaranteed always to make the wise decision, don't follow your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord. Fourth, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. All your ways. Have him always in view, ever present with you, observing every step you take. Do not take one step without his advice. Remember that you can ask God for wisdom and he will give it to you liberally. He will lead you in every way that is pleasing to him. Every aspect of your life, every decision you make, there's the wisdom of God available for that. And if you will trust him, he will show you the right way to go. Finally, know that he will direct your paths. Do you know of an example of anyone who is worse off because they are acknowledging the Lord in all their ways? Oh, you may think of someone from a worldly position who was worse off because they followed the wisdom of God, but not eternally. I mean, if you think about a decision from a worldly perspective, someone may appear to be worse off, but that doesn't mean they actually are. Think about the willingness to give away, what God has given you. You're going to give it away because you understand it is a gift from God, and you want to bless others as God has blessed you. You know, from a worldly perspective, financially, you may be worse off because you've given of what you have to someone else. Financially, from a worldly perspective, you may be worse off. But you'll be rewarded in heaven, and it'll far outweigh, the rewards you gain in heaven will far outweigh the losses that you might experience here on earth. Or think about someone who is willing to take the wrong in order to find peace. The world may think that you should keep fighting for your own self-justification, but you know this, that when you give up that desire for self-justification, you can know peace. And so you'll be better off because you have found peace. And so there's so many benefits of following the Lord and following His wisdom and doing things His way. And we'll look at some of these as we go along and just thinking about in our own lives how that we are either following God or following our own ways. And we need to learn to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and let Him direct our paths. So let's pray. Lord, as we begin this week, I'm thankful for the wisdom we find in Your Word. I pray, Lord, that You will help us to consider our lives. Lord, help us to see the value of trusting You with our lives. Help us to understand the value of walking in Your wisdom. Thank You for giving us the heart to understand that trusting in Your wisdom, which brings us salvation, that salvation is through grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Bless Your people this week as we seek Your wisdom. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hope we're started off to a good week. The Lord will bless you this week as you follow Him. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark signing off.